In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us to this day and hour. We thank you, O Lord, for allowing us, O Lord, to conclude this year in peace and in safety. We thank you, O Lord, for gathering us here together, O Lord, in your home, for inviting us, O Lord, to your dwelling place, O Lord, and for allowing us, O Lord, to be among each other. We thank you, O Lord, for granting us this place, that we might worship you, O Lord, and lift up our hearts to you, and in search for you. We thank you, O Lord, for always, O Lord, accepting us, O Lord, when we come to you. Lord, we come to you, O Lord, tonight, after we review, O Lord, this year that we have completed. Lord, you know the depth of our hearts, and there are many things, O Lord, in our hearts that we would like to change, O Lord. Lord, you know all of the desires of our heart, and you know, O Lord, our weaknesses, and you know, O Lord, our maybe stubbornness of heart. We ask you, Lord, to please soften our hearts and take away from us, O Lord, the hearts of stone, and put within us the heart of flesh. Help us, O Lord, to heed your word when we hear it, and to apply it, Lord, to our life. Stir, O Lord, the Holy Spirit that you have put within us, to help us, O Lord, to desire you and to desire union with you. Grant us to hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, in this year. Grant us, Lord, diligence, O Lord, in our spiritual life. And help us, O Lord, to always to search after you and never be content with where we are, but always to grow from glory to glory. Lord, you know many of us, O Lord, here suffer from many hardships. We pray, O Lord, for those, O Lord, who are sick with any sickness. Grant them healing, O Lord, according to your grace. Those, O Lord, who have lost loved ones, console them, O Lord, and comfort and send comfort to the family. Those, O Lord, who are lonely, be their companion. Those, O Lord, who have no one to ask for them, Lord, be the one, O Lord, to visit them, O Lord, with your mercy and with your comfort. Those, O Lord, who are facing persecution, our brothers and sisters, O Lord, in Egypt, who come to you, O Lord, every day and worship, not knowing whether they will leave or not. We pray for them, O Lord, and pray for the protection and safety, O Lord, of all of our brothers and sisters. Lord, we know, O Lord, that these difficult times, O Lord, are for the edification of the church. For never, O Lord, has the church flourished except without persecution and suffering. We pray, O Lord, for His Holiness Pope Tewodros. Grant him, O Lord, wisdom and when he deals, O Lord, with all of the issues of the church. Bless, O Lord, his partner in the Apostolic Liturgy, our Father, His Grace Bishop Yusuf. Keep him for us for many years and in peaceful times. We ask you, Lord, to please also be with our Father, Abunianen and Tosoni and their family, and help them, O Lord, in their ministry, O Lord, for our benefit and for our sake. Bless, O Lord, all those who serve your holy church and those who labor in them. From the greatest to the least, O Lord, we are all your children standing before you, begging of your mercy and your compassion. We ask you, Lord, to look to each one of us, O Lord, as sons and daughter to you. And tonight, O Lord, we cry to you from the depth of our hearts, asking, O Lord, for your help and assistance, O Lord. For we can do nothing, O Lord, without you. For you are the provider of every good thing, and from you every good thing comes, whether we realize it or not. Help us, O Lord, to completely submit to you in this year. And teach us, O Lord, the virtue of patience in waiting for you and waiting to hear your voice. Open our ears and our hearts, O Lord, to understand, O Lord, when you speak to us. Let us heed, O Lord, the word of rebuke that comes to us from any means. Lord, Bless, O Lord, all of your people and all of us, O Lord, who stand before you. We ask these things through the intercession of your beloved Mother, the Ever-Virgin, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary, the intercession of Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, St. John the Baptist, and all the choir of the saints and angels. Accept our prayers, O Lord, and hear us when we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.